Everyone says that you should be happy alone. So why aren't you? Welcome to the Principles of Success. This year we are talking about the principles of happiness and fulfillment, and today we are talking about the principles of relationships.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So I don't know why, but everyone seems to say that you need to learn to be happy by yourself. Except for, that's not how your brain works. That's not how anyone's brains work. Should you focus on trying to enjoy life even when you're single? Absolutely. But this crazy modern idea that you should be happy by yourself has no basis to stand on. It has no historical context. It has no scientific context. It's not even biblical. It's not good for man to be alone. We are social creatures. Happiness is a choice, but you know what's a whole lot easier? It's a whole lot easier to be happy when you have a healthy, vibrant community that you are a part of. Now, it doesn't have to, you can be happy outside of an intimate relationship. You have your parents, you have siblings, you have friends. As long as you have somebody, it's a whole lot easier to be happy. But let's make no mistake. It is way easier to be happy when you are in an intimate relationship. And as time passes on, as you get older, if you didn't have an intimate relationship so that way you could produce healthy, happy kids, when you get older and your parents die, your siblings start dying, your friends are all dying, it's a whole lot easier to be happy in your old age when you have kids and grandkids. Because when you get old, life gets very lonely very fast. That's the whole point of kids, is so that way you can create a new generation who loves you, because you're their parent or grandparent or even great-grandparent. I have a great-grandma who's still alive. She's a stubborn old lady who refuses to die, but I have a great-grandma who's still alive. She's not allowed to drive anymore. She can barely move. She's not very functional. She has over 200 grandkids and great-grandkids. I think it's like 200, I think it's like 50-something grandkids and then 200 great-grandkids. Now, we're all busy. We're all across the continent. But she has enough descendants that she has people looking after her on a regular basis. She just barely got to the point where, because she has to keep going to the hospital because her body keeps trying to die, she just barely got to the point where she no longer is living at her house, because she was healthy enough to stay mostly functional, and she had enough people visiting her on a regular basis that if she needed something, they could do it for her. And yes, her husband's dead. All of her kids have moved out of the house. But she still gets visits from people on a regular basis because she has a family. She probably wouldn't be alive if she didn't have anyone to visit. Because you know what really sucks? Being lonely. Loneliness kills. Loneliness kills, literally, and it kills your happiness. For the most part, I have a pretty healthy body, minus the fact that I'm currently, because I'm injured, doing 5 hours of physical therapy. But for the most part, I have a pretty healthy body. For the most part, I have next to no financial stress. The main thing that gets me down is when I get lonely. So relationships are vitally important to your happiness. And I've gone without and with a vibrant community in different parts of my life. So the first half of my life, first majority of my life actually, I felt completely and utterly isolated. I was both autistic and bipolar. And yes, I said was. I was both autistic and bipolar. Both are very strong deterrents to making and keeping friends. Nobody likes you when you can't read social cues. Nobody likes you when you're a manic psycho or suicidally depressed. Nobody likes you. They don't want to be around that. So for the first majority of my life, I had no friends. Zero friends. I had two friends who didn't live anywhere near, and the only reason they were my friends was because their mom and my mom were best friends, so they were forced to be my friends. Now they're still my best friends, but at the time, they were forced to be my friends. And I only ever saw them like once every couple of years. So I know exactly how lonely and dark it can be when you have absolutely nobody to talk to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've also lived in situations where having friends was really difficult. When I finished my first book, Gemini, the fantasy novel that I wrote, when I finished that, it had been 5 months since I had done anything social. Part of that was because I was living in a mountain town with nobody in their 20s. Everyone was rich, retired, old people. And now we're at the stage where I have developed my social skills. I have learned how to communicate, learned how to build friendships. Learned how to build a community of people who care about me. And guess what? Hanging out with friends makes you happy. Who would have thought that? Going out and doing stuff, having fun with people, makes you happy. Yesterday morning, I was very grouchy. I'm recording this on a Monday, so it was a Sunday. I was very grouchy. I did not want to leave my house. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want anybody. I was grumpy and moody. And I had, one, plans to go to church, and I didn't want to go to church because then I would have to socialize with people. I'm actually very antisocial. With the amount of friends that I have, nobody believes me anymore, but I am very antisocial. I didn't want to go to church because I didn't want to talk to anybody. I also had plans to go see my two best friends who live a little over a half an hour away. I was going to go see them that night. I didn't want to go see them. I'm antisocial. I didn't want to go. I was in a bad mood, partly because I was sleep deprived. But here's the thing. I went to church, got a little bit of socializing, still was kind of in a bad mood, but was in a lot better. Went and hung out with my friends, came home in a great mood. When you hang out with people that you like, don't just hang out with people for the sake of hanging out with people, hang out with people that you like, your brain produces happy chemicals and you get into a better mood. So this saying that you should be happy by yourself is utter bullcrap. You need friends. Anytime I have a meltdown, my mom and dad are just a phone call away. Almost always instantly helps. So that phrase is bullcrap. Now, obviously, that phrase isn't meaning those kinds of relationships. It's not meaning your kids. It's not meaning your parents or your siblings or your friends. It's meaning that you should be happy single. Here's the thing. You should try to be as happy as possible single. But you are not wired to be single. Both your body and your soul wants to be in a happy, healthy relationship with somebody who loves you intimately. You don't feel complete without that intimate love. It doesn't matter how awesome your life is. I have a really good life. Now, I've worked really, really, really hard to have a good life, but I have a really good life at this point. Just a few days ago, not even a week ago, I was crying because I didn't have that intimate love that you need. Build a happy, healthy, exciting life. But I don't care what anybody says. One of your top priorities when it comes to the principles of happiness, to being happy, to having a fulfilling life, is you need to actively be searching for somebody who you can have an intimate relationship with. You need your buddy. You need your partner. You need that special somebody who gives your life meaning, who gives it a spark. Now, that doesn't mean be desperate and settle for the first girl that gives you attention. I've had several friends who've done that, and let's just say it's never turned out very well. Definitely don't go trying to have kids with somebody who you're not compatible with long term, because then things get all sorts of complicated. Don't be desperate about it, but you should make finding a relationship one of your top priorities if you want to be happy. A long-term spouse-level relationship. Not a girlfriend. I've never had a girlfriend. I've had plenty of relationships where you could sort of call them my girlfriend, but I had no intention of anything long-term with them. You know, guys, you know fairly quickly if it's somebody that you would consider marrying. You know almost instantly if it's somebody you would consider dating long-term. But you know fairly quickly if they would be a good spouse, if they would be a good mother. And yes, it feels good to be in a relationship. Don't waste your time in dead-end relationships on the search for your spouse. Now, at this exact moment, gentlemen, you might be thinking about MGTOW, red pill. That marriage is a stupid ROI. And to be honest, if you're not careful about who you pick, it absolutely is a terrible idea. Nothing is more scary, nothing is more dangerous than sealing yourself, bonding yourself to another individual. Because that's what marriage is. But there's only one thing more joyful than a happy marriage. And that's the joy of having kids. Now, I don't have any kids, so I don't know this. But pretty much everyone who you talk to when it comes to talking about kids is in your normal life. You have a certain level of happy that you can reach and a certain level of sadness that you can reach. Once you have kids, your ability to be happy and joyful skyrockets. But also your ability to be depressed and sad plummets. So it just becomes a bigger scale. You can have higher highs and lower lows. But if you want happy, healthy kids, if you want kids that don't make you depressed and frustrated, you need a happy, healthy marriage. So don't be afraid of getting married. Just make sure that you pick the right one. Unfortunately, that gets harder and harder each and every year, and that's my condolences to you guys. I'm dealing with it too. One of my favorite phrases is hoflation, but I digress. Same thing goes for you women. Don't go sleeping around with some dipwad who you don't think can provide for your family, be a good husband, and take care of your kids. Yes, that guy in a motorcycle and leather jacket is exciting. But if he's an utter douchebag, don't date him. Definitely don't sleep with him. But most importantly, for both parties, both man and woman, find somebody who isn't drama, who isn't a headache. A couple years back when I was talking to my sister, and I was telling her kind of what guys look for, and I've phrased it different ways over the years, but essentially, guys have three metrics. It's looks, usefulness, and enjoyment. A guy has to find you pretty. If you're completely and utterly useless, that's going to be a deterrent. Guys like it when you cook for them. Guys like it if you're at least somewhat capable of taking care of yourself. Or, even better, are actually going to be able to take care of his kids when you become a mother. But enjoyment. You can't be too much of a headache. I've dated multiple smoking hot tens. Absolutely would never consider marrying them because they were too much of a headache. I'm not dealing with that. Find somebody who's not a headache. Because if they are a headache now, they're going to be a bigger headache later. Even the Bible says something along the lines of it's better to sleep in the attic than to live with an annoying woman. Now this applies to both man and woman, so don't get me wrong. But make sure that you find somebody who doesn't cause drama, who doesn't give you a headache, who you actually enjoy spending time with. And if you do that, it'll be way easier to be happy. So now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about things to do to get, keep, and maintain happy relationships. So first, let's talk about get. Go out and do stuff. By default, you get your siblings and you get your parents. Those are the relationships you get by default. I am lucky enough to have great siblings and great parents. I still had to build my relationship with them, which we'll talk about in a sec. But for all other relationships in your life, for friendships and for intimate relationships, you have to go out and find them. You are not going to find them in your room playing video games. I don't like socializing. I go out and party a couple times a week usually. I will host game nights, and that's another thing. Host events. You want to be popular? The popular kids were the kids that hosted things, that their parents had a situation where they could host things. Maybe you were the kid with the pool. Maybe you were the kid with the basketball court. Doesn't matter. Host events. Go out, socialize. This is how you build friendships. This is how you meet guys and girls. Then people have to enjoy their time with you. Don't talk about boring stuff. Don't be a energy drain. Don't be a negative drama person. Nobody likes negativity. Don't go complaining. I complain a lot. That's one of my big struggles. Don't go complaining. don't be grumpy. And then, of course, be very interested in them. Go re-listen to my book review on how to win friends and influence people. People aren't friends with you because you need friends. People are friends with you because you make them feel good when they're around you. It's that simple. Now, for the most part, most people don't think of it like that. They're like, you know, I really like this guy. He's really cool. But it is almost always, I really like this person because they make me feel good. So I'm going to spend more time with them because they make me feel good. Make them feel good and they will be your friends. Now, this doesn't mean to be a people pleaser. Nobody likes a people pleaser. This doesn't mean to be Mr. Nice Guy so that way the girl will like me. That just comes off as manipulative and creepy. Be a genuine, good, enjoyable person to be around, and people will be friends with you. It's that simple. And out of those friendships, you might find this one person that you really hit it off with, that you click with, that you can build a nice, romantic relationship with. That is how you find an intimate partner. And then once you find your intimate partner, another good book that you should go re-listen to my review on is His Needs, Her Needs. Once again, people are selfish. They are only with you because you are filling their love bank and making them feel good by meeting their intimate needs. And the most important needs, a woman needs affection and a man needs sex. A man needs intimacy. Gentlemen, lovemaking does not count as affection. That's the result of affection. Ladies, there is not a single gentleman on the planet that will be happily married if he is not getting regular, enthusiastic sex. It's that simple. Now, there's lots of other needs covered in that book, but those are the two most important for each gender. Meeting people's needs is how you keep and maintain relationships, intimate relationships, and friendships. And now let's talk about siblings and parents. Once again, how to win friends and influence people applies. I will talk about my siblings' interests. Now, I have interests that align with each of my siblings, but I don't talk about plants with my brother. I talk about that with my older sister. I don't talk about anime with my younger sister. I talk about that with my brother. Talk about their interests. Be interested in their lives, and they will become closer and be better siblings who will love you deeply. Same thing with your parents. Let your parents be excited about what they want to talk about. Let them talk. Be excited about their lives. They're your parents. They probably will love you no matter what. But if you're an arrogant, little, selfish jerk, they probably won't want to talk to you when you're feeling down. So build healthy, vibrant, quality relationships, and it'll be so much easier to be happy. With that, I will see you all next week.